I'm Mike Hebert, owner of Cantex Roofing and Construction. Every day is game day, and we'll get it right when it comes to your roofing, construction, windows, and mirrors. Call Cantex Roofing and Construction today. Together, we are one serving you.
The podcast put together with Red Raider fans in mind. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Happy Thursday. Welcome into Tech Talk. You've got us on Double T 97.3 and Double T 97.3.com. A little thud there from the Texas Rangers to end that series against the Oakland Athletics, losing the rubber match 1-0. Just one hit on the day. That was from Adolis Garcia in the bottom of the seventh inning. The Astros, on the other hand, to the Rangers, really great pitching. They only put up a single run, and that was a solo shot that happened in the second inning, but the Rangers lose their series. They do get one, though. The Astros, however, they were swept. Now those two will go head-to-head again, so both looking to pick some momentum back up early in the season. Thanks for joining us here on a Thursday afternoon. We're live from the First United Bank studio. You can reach us in two different ways. You can call us on the Visual Edge IT hotline. That number is 806-771-0973. Or you can hit us up on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Thoughts, comments, questions, reactions, all of that, welcome there. Take us anywhere with the mobile app brought to you by Happy State Bank. And we're streaming live on Fox 34 News now and on YouTube. Clint Scott, Dr. Mike Gustafson, Kyler Brown behind the glass. And although it may be a little bit of a bummer of a day if you're a Rangers or Astros fan, if you're a Rangers and an Astros fan that's also a Red Raider fan, you had a great night last night. I think they're still hitting home runs over in Abilene. Ooh. Gus, how are you today?
School record, man. Yeah. That's,
holy cow.
Yeah, that's hard to do. I had somebody go, well, just Abilene Christian, what's the big deal? Like, well, since 1997, which would be, what, 1,300 games, maybe more, 1,400, it hasn't happened.
And you've played the ACUs, and you've played
absolutely
the Texas Southerns.
Some
and
Wayland played, Baptists. Yes. And, I mean, you could, I mean, they've played games where they scored 32 runs and didn't do that. So, yeah.
Yeah, didn't.
That's the kind of person who's also just not happy with anything.
Oh, but, yeah.
You know,
it's not gonna make me smile, Gus.
Exactly.
It's not gonna do it. Clench my teeth like this. That's why I talk so weird. How's your Thursday treating you?
Pretty good. Nice weather today for sure.
Yeah, sure is.
I mean, not that I was outside enjoying it, but it's actually here in the afternoon. It was kind of a prop open the door day. At the office, get a little fresh air in there, and yeah, just felt like springtime. Got a nice weekend of weather ahead.
Yeah,
like that
which will be pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
To go take advantage of. The Red Raiders, they're in action starting tomorrow night. Very important series against the TCU Horned Frogs, and if you're TCU. Maybe, Gus, this series has already happened and has come and gone, and maybe this was the one they're coming off of against Cincinnati, although it was on the road. Is this their back-against-the-wall type series? Because they're kind of running out of those as far as making a push in the Big 12, and not to win the Big 12, but make a push in Big 12 play against really good opponents to make some ground up for a postseason berth.
Yeah, I think... I mean, the path that it's on right now for them is headed toward a certain level of, I don't want to say devastation, but like they're on a path were this to continue of not getting in the NCAA tournament because, you know, it's not a great position to be in with a RPI in the 30s and go, oh, you can't possibly keep us out with the RPI at 34 or whatever, but a losing record in conference play. And you know, and that applies to us too. And we've got, you know, we the Red Raiders have a RPI opportunity. Yes, I mean TCU's kind of right there with us in the 30s. The Arkansas thing represents a resume div. You just won one game. There's a big
just
time resume.
One.
Yeah,
just win one.
I mean, yeah, not on the weekend.
I doubt. Sure.
No. I doubt
when you get to Fayetteville, that's the message to the team, like circling up. All right, guys, we just got to win one.
The point there is they'll go all in, you know, with the Josh Sanders types and all those dudes. But, you know, it's like I've always thought about the high school playoffs. They, you know, if you think this one's big, wait till next week. You know, it's that kind of a deal. Like you earn the right to make next week's series really big. And, you know, right now at this point in time, West Virginia tied for first place in the conference, fresh off a road sweep, and they'll be in here next week. And so, you know, you just we as fans want this thing to want the relevance of each of these series to grow as we proceed down this path, because that means, hey, we're playing for something. Mm-hmm. Every week we're playing for something. You know, and that they need to go on a heater. It doesn't have to be some out of their mind deal, but you know, we've talked about this, and their six conference road games, they're 2-for-37 with runners in scoring position. So, you know, it feels like that number's going to get better. Mm-hmm. Doubt that they're going to continue at a 0-50 whatever rate. But just the whole, you know, the whole thing tightening up and continuing to be more relevant, you know, down the stretch here is what we're all looking for.
A bunch of stuff to get into in a shortened show, so I'm sure – some things we'll circle back to tomorrow when we have a full show. One of the big pieces of news today, Gus, Scott Drew says, no way, stay in here. Waco is my home. And I'm loving the family was in Lexington on the flight coming back. And I've tuned into more Waco news over the past 24 hours than I ever have in my life, because they have just had a whirlwind over there, and it has been an enjoyable ride over here in the 806 to watch it from afar. Although I'm sure there's some that have had the nerves, and I totally get it if he were to have pulled that trigger, because then all of a sudden, okay, who's Baylor going after? And we've had the discussion of, and you would have thought Grant McCaslin would have been somewhere on that list as far as, and I'm not saying he'd for sure say yes, and I'm not saying he's number one or anything like that, but if that had happened, boy, that domino and the coaching carousel, which, by the way, I saw, I believe it was from Rothstein, a Mark Pope tweet.
Like you I had told
thrown,
you.
Like you.
I told you.
You had thrown out. I've seen Mississippi State coach. His name just escaped out of my mind.
Gern Blanston.
Yes, Coach Blanston. we'll get into plenty of that. Hey, we'll also give you a secret word on the other side. We got this from Shelly. Yo, fellas, still doing music today? I'll tell you what, since it's a short show, we'll
songs
do
songs that make you think about short things.
Or short songs.
There you go, short songs.
Short songs.
Jingles.
Things that make you think about short things. That's
Randy funny. Newman, Short People.
Yeah, there you go. That's just it. It's Tech Talk on Double T97.3.
It's every Red Raiders favorite podcast. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
It is a song request Thursday here on Tech Talk. You've got us on Double T 97.3 and Double T97.3.com. Clint Scott, Dr. Mike Gustafson, Kyler Brown behind the glass taking care of us and pumping out the tune. Since it is a shortened show, as we followed the Rangers 1-0 loss to the Oakland Athletics, soon to be the Sacramento Sutterfield Park something Athletics. It is short songs.
Speaking of sports relocations, about the Coyotes hockey team about to head to Utah. Like,
and short. Where are they playing runs. At? In you? I mean,
they're
like,
playing their games at Arizona State's hockey arena right now. And yeah, that sounds like it could really happen, because it was going to be a 2 or 3 year deal, and they put some money, the NHL put some money into the ASU facility to sort of clean it up. But I think capacity is like 3,500 or whatever. They put a couple suites in, I don't know what all, but, and you know, that was an off season ago, and now it's like they've bounced around from, we'll do it in Glendale, we'll do it just north of Scottsdale, and it's shut down, and now it's in Utah. I think Salt Lake City is saying, hey, we want an NHL team, and so I think they're about to dance. Amazing.
And that's been for the Coyotes. Not that I have just followed that story. I just know that they have had their issues, and I'm not all the way in tune with it, but it seems like that's kind of been a long time coming with the nose that they've had and kind of the back and forth they've had over in Phoenix. So that's interesting. I'm sure Salt Lake would love another professional team there. So, and if you've gone through all of that struggle, and you know, I don't know who's to blame in this scenario. Right. Someone's got to be to blame, right? It's not both sides ever. It's just one party. But man, so I saw renderings for it. Was that renderings in Salt Lake that they did recently?
That I don't know. I would assume it was for the Glendale Arena because that's what they've talked about for a month, maybe a year. But and my assumption would be, well, you got an arena that a lot of arenas are NBA/NHL. Mm-hmm. That's what I would have guessed with the Suns arena, but the answer to that is apparently new. Mm. New.
Pass. Hit us up on the Ace Flooring Center chat line. You can also call us on the Visual Edge IT hotline, 806-771-0973. We are live from the First United Bank studio. We're also streaming live on Fox 34 News Now and on YouTube, and you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And actually, right now, on both Facebook and Twitter, if you are following us, or if you're interested and you want to go follow us, we just put up a Masters video of golfing attempts. So you can go check that out and tell us who, what host you would put. Okay, so here's the prompt. Here's your question. Of the Raymar hosts, between Double T 97.3 and 100.7, the score, so you have 8 choices here. If you had to have one of them represent you by putting life on the line, who would you trust the most? You and I actually both said Jeff Haxton. Mm-hmm. I won't give anything away, but...
Yeah, we're
not alive anymore.
Yeah, you let our texters make their guesses.
Yeah,
guesses,
let us know.
Right? We'll they can either go searching for that video or they can take their guess now and have a little fun.
You know, as popular of a sport as golf is to like the everyman, there's not a lot of golfers in the building as far as like our two stations, because I golf, but it's like once every year and a half, so it's really hard to say I golf. It's more like I go out and go golfing once in a blue moon. You're not really a golfer, are you?
I've touched a club on a real golf course maybe 3 times in my life, maybe some putt-putt type stuff. So, mm-hmm. I'm the wrong guy to ask, pick, whatever. I've seen Hacks. I've seen Hacks whack it around at it was. What's our place out here? Not the Four Golf. What's it called?
The Range?
No.
No, not that one?
No.
Oh, what used to be Four?
Oh, whatever. What's the place out here? They're on the road to...
Well, I don't...
On the freeway.
I don't know what
We've
the name of...
We've got one place that's like a Four Golf, only it's not
I don't
called
know,
Four Golf.
I don't know what the name of that one is, because it changed. It was... Because the way it was like, well, it's Four Golf, and it was like Top Golf, and now it's something else, and I don't know what the name change is. Yeah.
No, it is Four Golf, right?
Well, it was, but it just changed recently. Yeah. Because it was
I'm thinking of Four Golf, yes.
You've seen him hit out there, though.
Yeah, absolutely, and he could swing it, but that's no putting, and I don't have any reason to think he wouldn't be good at that. Like, because he talks about playing, and he likes the sport, and mm-hmm. thinks about the sport, and all of that. But yeah, I'd still take him.
Take
him again.
I stand by you with your answer because we both shared that answer. I would think if you were doing like a full 18. Just from what I know, the only ones who play pretty regularly are Hacks and Choice, so it would be safe between them. I think Snead plays some too. This
Golf Suites.
Golf Suites. The name.
Thank you.
There you go. See?
Yep.
We got there. We just had to flounder around, gasping for air. Tyler asked Clint, what place did you get in the Putt-Putt Olympics? Choice and I tied, and then he ended up getting third because he beat me in the putt-off. That extra hole. T-Money said Chuck because if he missed, he'd take the bullet for you. Shelly says Snead and Lint are the most steady. Hex might have the skills but never know what kind of day he's having. He gets shaky easy. There you go. Several different songs coming in as well. Really enjoyed hearing Cake. Short skirt, long jacket. It's classic.
Mm-hmm.
Curious George said the Chuck Berry song, My Ding-a-ling.
It's a good one. What do we got here?
Here's some Randy Newman.
More Randy.
You got a friend in me.
Okay.
You got this makes a you think friend of short things. Me.
The Toy Story characters are very short.
Ah, nice. Okay. Solid.
Okay. Andy! It's Tech Talk. You got us on Double T97.3.
The podcast put together with Red Raider fans in mind. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T97.3. Presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
It is a song request Thursday, short show, which means the theme today, short songs. Or, as Gus tried to make it, songs that make you think about short things. It's just the one, right?
That's
it's
right.
It's just the Randy Newman.
That's all
short
I can think
people
of.
People got no reason to leave. Daddy little hands. Hey, Raymar! Thanks for joining us on a Thursday. Raymar is a local-based media group. And you know what? We love to support shopping local. And because of that, we're doing a little contest again. We've teamed up with the Home Zone, Making Your House a Home, to give away a total of $10,000 to lucky local listeners. To get registered to win, all you have to do is listen to Double T97.3 around 6:45, 8:45, and right now, 4:45 here on Tech Talk for the local winning word. Then log on to the DoubleT973.com site and enter that word there for your chance to win weekly cash every single Tuesday and Thursday. Already two winners. The most recent winner, congratulations to Gloria Cifuentes. Gloria. She's won a bunch of cash-a-line. Congratulations, Gloria. You too could be just like Gloria if you take this lucky word, enter it on DoubleT973.com's site, and hopefully you'll be our winner. And don't forget, at the end of it, when it's all said and done, on June 20th at Two Docks, we'll be giving away big, big cash, $2,500 at Two Docks. Your word today, April 11th, 4:45, blazers. Blazers. Turtleneck and blazers. So take blazers to DoubleT973.com, and hopefully you are a lucky local winner. We've already had one from DoubleT973. I'm not sure how Gloria won, but hopefully we get more Double T97.3 winners. Good luck to you. All right, let's find out what's going on. All right, thank you, as always, Four Non-Blondes for leading us in correctly. Clint Scott, Dr. Mike Gustafson, Kyler Brown here hanging out with you. Gus, I've got a thread that I found that really is something that you can just throw back in my face because sometimes I upset you and you want to insult me, but you want to do it nicely. So I found a thread of
that
the 10
was
best.
Dramatic.
I'm fine. I'm fine. Are you?
Took a yes, long, circuitous route to get there, Magellan.
Don't stop saying
with
words.
Your little story
understand.
There.
This is a thread of the 10 best insults that don't sound offensive. Okay.
Okay.
Let's see which ones you like the most. Here's the first one. Number 10 on this list is, your teacher always handed your tests back face down, didn't she?
Mm. Nice.
Number 9 is just, oh, I admire your enthusiasm. Not bad. Now I see what everyone's talking about.
I like that.
This is my personal favorite. You are all mouth but no trousers. Here's a classic, Southern classic, if you will, the Bless Your Heart. We all know that one, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was probably the popular one in the area that's on this list. this one's kind of poetic. Wisdom has been chasing you, but you've always been faster.
Wisdom, I like that.
The fourth one on this, as we go 10-1, it's impossible to underestimate you. Number three, I admire how you don't let your limitations affect your confidence.
Nice.
And then the second one on this, that sounds like something you'd say.
Yeah, I've heard that used before. Yeah. I like it. Mm-hmm.
The number one on this that they suggest using is what an odd thing to say aloud. So there you go. You are all
open
mouth,
your mouth
but no
and
trousers.
Remove all doubt.
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty much what that means. Hey, hit us up on the H Flooring Center chat line. Thoughts, comments, questions, short songs for a short show. Already got plenty piling in. And well, you know what? Tomorrow we can leave it open and we'll just do a big open request for no theme tomorrow. Whatever you want to kind of make up for it. This on the Yates Flooring Center chat line from T-Money. Maybe TCU can make the NIT baseball tourney.
Well, it's a little too soon for that, but then I fully do not expect a 5-10 type performance from them. Mm-hmm. Because they've played better at home. And, I mean, just go out on the road and be really embarrassed in many respects by going to Cincinnati and playing as poorly as they did. I would imagine whatever they've got to bounce back with, they'll do it. And this is a team that's already, I mean, they one of their starting pitchers, a Big 12 pitcher of the week a couple of weeks ago, went to Stillwater and threw a complete game, beat OSU 1-0. So, I mean, that's what's in the tank. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. I'm not going there expecting three, you know, bloodlettings by any stretch of the imagination. I imagine it'll be I hope it's a competitive series because, you know, we're the ones that have neither of these teams have been good on the road, and unfortunately we're the one playing on the road this weekend.
Yeah, and it kind of feels to me like two things colliding and something's going to break one direction. Either TCU is going to bounce back in Big 12 play and get that series win, or you're going to do something good on the road, and you've kind of been waiting to see both from both programs. It's just, TCU wasn't the first team to do this. It's one of those confusing seasons where, I mean, and early on they showed it, but you know they have talent. You know that they have dudes there on that roster that can do really good things, conference winning type things. And so far they, for whatever reason, and I'm sure the coaching staff over there and the TCU fan base is trying to find those answers, but they have just blundered away part of the season. And at a certain point, either you take a stand over there and you get that on the right track, or it's just a season you throw away and completely, you know, don't want to look back on, and I'm hoping it's that option.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's Tech Talk on Double T97.3.
The podcast that finishes your workday in a very Red Raider way. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Was this Bullfighters? Sonic?
Yeah,
nice. Nice. It's Tech Talk here on Double T97.3 and Double T97.3. com. Clint Scott, Dr. Mike Gustafson, Kyler Brown behind the glass taking care of us. Keep hitting us up on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Thoughts, comments, questions, all of that welcome there. Got a few things rolling around. We have a video out right now where we all put our lives in the hands of another Raymar host with them putting to save our lives. You can go to our YouTube page, Facebook page, Twitter page, check that out. And we've had some selections on the chat line of who they choose to represent them. Here's this on the chat line. It says in the Sneed voice, Chuck Hines! Hines! A lot of Chucks picked here on the chat line.
Nice.
This on the chat line from T-Money said, I forgot to add on the end, Chuck, because if he missed, he'd take the bullet for you or write the check and make it go away. short songs today on the theme. Don't worry, tomorrow we'll just have an open theme request, since song request Thursday was a little bit short and you can kind of just do whatever you want. We are doing short songs today, and Bobby Hot Dogs asked, is there a Hamburger Helper jingle or song that you can play? I think that would tie into the theme well. I'll make sure to send that to Brennan. And Shelley responded, if I end up having that for dinner, I don't thank you. It sounds really good today for some reason. I wonder if that's supposed to say I do thank you. You're in on the old hamburger helper, right?
I mean, I'm pro hamburger helper. It's been a while.
How long is a while?
Oh, man.
Because that's kind of, that sounds like my, like, the other day and the other day. Like, oh, yeah, the other day I was in Walmart and the other day was like 4 years ago.
That's why I like the, I like what the kids do, although the kids didn't invent this. It's been around for a while, a minute.
A minute.
But to say a minute, like, you know, say, man, I ain't seen him in a minute. And that could mean 30 years. It could, 100%. And so for me to answer that question right there, I mean, that's...
We haven't seen the Expos play in a minute.
I hadn't seen them. I haven't had a hamburger helper in a minute. And then you go, what's that mean? Like 6 months or?
Yeah. How long is your minute in this
15
time frame?
15 years.
Oh, man.
It's probably been a, it's been a while, dude. Years.
This on a chat line from Sooner in Lubbock. Dumb how Iowa State has a softball team but not a baseball team.
Yeah. I gave you the, I mean, the other day we celebrated the, the on this day of Texas Tech's last game with them.
Mm-hmm. Are you
Sooner in Lubbock? Yeah, I think it was a 5-2 win over them on this day earlier this week in 2001 here in Lubbock.
You know, I was listening.
We were this far away from a, speaking of our theme today, our shortstop 1999, so the time before this, 2001, they're here playing, but our shortstop in 99, I've talked about this before, shortstop Lance Woodcock. Then a pitcher named Charlie Bigwood.
All-time great names.
No.
Just a great battle there.
Absolutely. Really duped it didn't it happen, out. Though. It didn't materialize.
Oh, well, should have.
Yeah, absolutely.
They should have gone out and just done an honorary pitch. It's kind of like last night. You, like, almost expected to see Huffling in the game at some point.
And he was.
And he was.
You know what?
You got all three of the little triangle of tradesies there because you had Foster, right. Magar started on the on the mound. Both of them probably not wanting to remember their stints last night.
Mercy. Yeah, and that game started out with the wind blowing out to right, and then by the, you know, sort of like it is here, about around dark, it calmed down, but I think the offense continued, and the good thing was our group, you know, and I would, I mean, this is my verbiage, Tim would never say this, but sort of that B group, B like bravo, you know, like the word, and I didn't want to make it sound like D. But yeah, the B group of relievers. I mean, they aren't our high leverage guys.
Yeah.
But you know, at a point right now with no Petty, no Fast, you know, that group there that sort of have been midweek stalwarts, and then no Erdman, because he threw 50, 60 pitches on Sunday to, in some ways, even though the line wasn't that good, in some ways he saved our bacon. In that game against Houston, but without those guys, like, all right, fellas, the whole game is you guys. The whole game is Hudson Parker. It's Huffling. It's Baugh. It's Luce, and all those dudes threw well. Now, I will say this: it's also nice to grab the baseball and go, oh, look, hey, it's a 9-2, or hey, it's a 9-1. You know, I mean, and you know, that the offense just smothers the game and controls the game in a way that makes your job a whole lot easier. They're not picking and trying to be fine. But the bottom line is they carried that game in a way that nobody that we're probably expecting to be on the hill Friday night in a hostile environment, et cetera, in Fort Worth is going, geez, if only Joe Blow hadn't have been needed to bail us out against Abilene Christian, no. The bats carried the day, and that was, and then those four or five guys that pitched for us carried that evening as well.
Of your 6-game road trip, I mean, that was the smallest step, but it was also the first one, and so it was important. I mean, we talked about this yesterday.
You didn't want to slip
either. Yeah, you didn't want to trip up over ACU and do something where one, you certainly don't want to lose the game, although it wouldn't have been like a total RPI killer, especially with the makeup opportunity you would have had around the corner immediately with TCU and Arkansas, and especially Arkansas waited in there. But, sure. I mean, you're obviously, you know, should be excited about the TCU opportunity in that realm as well. But you didn't want to start off one on the wrong foot of going, here we go again on the road and against the the worst road loss of what it would have been, or a close game where you were having to burn a bunch of arms just to make sure you got the win. You didn't do that. And even if the offense wouldn't have been there, now again, you could say, well, it's probably easier to pitch with that sort of cushion, and it could be different, and who knows what stress adds to some of those guys who aren't used to being on the mound. But still, you took care of business from the mound and with the bats in a way that you absolutely needed to start off this road trip on the right foot. And like you mentioned, to set yourself up by not burning anybody that you didn't need to before you got to the more important opponents with TCU and
sure. I used to call those games sort of Mike Leach wins, and not that Leach invented them, but there were times that it felt like, hey, I'm not sure our defense can stop this team, but we would come out and just dump. You know, you'd be up 35-10 at half and go, the defense didn't shut that team down there. The defense ends up taking over the game and being just fine, but the offense smothers them. The offense gets the other team out of their comfort zone, and that's what happened last night. ACU was just smothered by the offense, not the pitching of Huffling and those guys.
Going out to silence.
The commercial ended.
We went from Hamburger Helper ad to the sound of silence. Like, and so, you know what?
I'm just going to. That's one of the shortest songs I can think of.
Yeah. Next, it's the Rice-A-Roni ad, the San Francisco treat. It is Tech Talk here on Double T97.3.
This has been the Tech Talk Podcast, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction. Check out our library of Double T97.3 podcasts at Double T97.3.com.